And this is Bnei Karach. We don't hear about them. We don't know about them. Parsh Pinchas. It says Bnei Karach Lo'emesu. It says after the whole event of Karach, who didn't die? His sons. How did his sons not die? How did they not get swallowed up? Their mother, their father. They had all the trauma in the world. All the bad parts coming at them. Their whole foundations were ripped up by Machlekes. So how did they not die? It makes a point of it. They didn't die. The ground swallowed up and they had a little stool to step on to be saved from Gehenna. According to some of Farshim, the Mamash came out completely out of the ground. So what happened? How did they not die? And why are Chazal, why is the Torah pointing that out and explaining it to us? What's so key about that? And to appreciate this question, you really have to understand how bad the waves were over here. The waves of Machlekes, the waves of negativity, the draw to it. How powerful Karach was. It says the babies were swallowed up in the ground with their mothers if they were in Karach's camp. So the question is, what did the babies do? The babies are sitting, eating, playing. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't have any Machlekes. Explains to Chaim Shmulevitz that the babies were in the camp of Machlekes. It was in their bones, in their flesh, in their DNA, Machlekes. And if they would grow up, they would become Baal Machlekes and destroy Klal Yisrael yet again. So Hashem said, I'm saving you from yourselves, babies. You're going to get swallowed up in the ground so you don't become something worse later in life. Right now we look at you and we save you from yourself, which is a tremendous life lesson in life in general. We want to save a person from themselves. Hashem will do things to us in our lives which seem difficult, which seem harsh, which seem not fair, because He's really saving us from ourselves. We would go into ex-situation, ex-business deal, ex-car, ex-school, ex-friend group. It could bring us down. Hashem says, I'll save you from yourself. I won't give you that thing which you want so much. That's what Hashem did to these babies. That they were little babies and they were going to become Balei Machlekes. Hashem said, I will save you from yourself because it's embedded in your bones. So we see how horrible Machlekes is. We see how powerful Machlekes is. We see how strong the pull is to Machlekes. And what happens? His children somehow get past it? What's going on? How did they do that? So Chazal tell us that when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu going to dust and Avirim, trying to pull them up, trying to help them, trying to uplift them, they realized what was going on. And they did tshuva because of that. They saved themselves. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to save dust and Avirim. He's coming to save all of us. We have to separate ourselves from this. That means they were in the most torrential Machlekes, their mother, their father, were the starters. They could have easily said, no, our parents are right. Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong. We're not getting out of this. We're not moving. But Chazal tells us they did tshuva. Hiruei tshuva. They thought of tshuva. They want to come back to Hashem. That makes a person a tzaddik. And why is it so critical here to tell us that? Because in the worst machlekes, in the worst pull, in the most manipulative parents, which is such a difficult thing, it's so unhealthy, people with manipulative parents can know, it ruins you. And they were able to pull out of it. Why were they able to pull out of it? Because they saw Moshe Rabbeinu going to Dustin Avirim. They saw him trying to attach to the real parts of Dustin Avirim, to the true self, the ultimate self, the nefesh in them, the neshama, the high parts. When they saw that, they said, okay, we are going to attach to that part. We want to come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to do tshuva. And that's where they got saved. This is the whole lesson of the Parsha. It's the whole building up. From Koyach to Dustin Avirim, he took away from himself. Dustin Avirim, we keep going after them despite their horrible rishos. Why? Because a Yid is always connected to himself, to his depth, to his reality. He just has to reach it. He has to feel it. He has to meditate upon it. He has to do spiritual actions which align with it. If we walk around with this knowledge of the ultimate us, the true us, the holy us that's full with light, that spreads light, is the real me, then we will live a higher, better, and uplifted life. We'll be able to uplift those around us.